Detroit Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib introduced the Fix Our Flooded Basements Act in the U.S. House last week. If passed, the legislation would allow all basements damaged by flooding to be available for federal disaster assistance. Right now, it only applies to basements with bedrooms. A bill would also allow for hazard mitigation, like dealing with mold after a flood. Detroit and its aging water infrastructure has been uniquely affected by heavy rainfall events that led to flooding and storm sewer backups. Congresswoman Tlaib tells WDET's Russ McNamara that she thinks the bill is set to draw bipartisan support.
Absolutely part of it, but I think we've been talking about this for over a year with advocates and groups trying to figure out how we can address the fact that there's loopholes and really just barriers for our residents to get their home to be safe. And so you look at the years now later, we're hearing from our residents saying they have now mold and hazardous, like even a smell in their home because they weren't able to get FEMA to cover the last national emergency and flooding situation. So for us, we were trying to figure out how do we expand FEMA to cover, again, support and offer that help to a family that, again, needs to make sure that their home is safe, especially their public health is being impacted by, again, not allowing full mitigation, hazardous mitigation in their homes.
Because of the impacts of climate change, we've had some high-profile flooding events that have happened within the past month. How important is it to get this changed so people can be helped most efficiently and the most complete way possible?
I mean, even just the short time I've been representing the 12th Congressional District, we've had two national emergencies. And we already know more is coming. I mean, we're watching, again, record rainfalls still continue. We're continuing to get the calls from residents talking about basements flooding, talking about damage to their homes because of these storms. And so it's absolutely the moment to move with urgency. I think for us in the research we did, trying to understand why FEMA wouldn't cover, again, mitigation of basements, we found out because it was created in a way for coastal communities and not the Midwest. But climate change has completely changed that, right? We are now facing communities. I mean, that's why my colleague from Cleveland is the co-leading this with me, because her community is also directly impacted, as well as my colleague from Boston. We are now hearing from our constituents and our residents complaining to us why FEMA's not covering their homes, because again, their homes have basements and other items that you don't see in coastal neighborhoods.
A lot of representatives represent rural areas. And a lot of rural areas don't necessarily have basements, so they don't necessarily know. But there's been a hesitation sometimes from congressional Republicans to fund things that go mostly to urban areas. And so how do you get past that?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. I mean, the good news is we just need the majority. And I know a lot of my colleagues have very diverse communities, even though they have rural. I hear from them that they also have communities that do have, urban settings or cities that they might consider urban. But the conversations I've had with many of my colleagues is they don't seem to want to punish or hurt families, even if they're in, other communities. Now, the only challenges I always see, and I see that with, I call them the deficit caucus now, but those that continue to be laser focused on the deficit, even though they voted for the last budget betrayal, those are the ones coming, like, how much is this going to cost? But these are the same people that never tell me how much is it going to cost to go to war. So I would just emphasize to folks that, again, we just need the majority. And so far, there hasn't been any opposition to it. If anything, it's been educating my colleagues, many of which did not know that this was a challenge and an issue. And the nodding of the heads immediately when I give them what I call a floor card describing the bill this past week, they nod their heads and said, I got a call. And that's Republicans and Democrats.
Have you made an endorsement for Detroit mayor?
No, I haven't. We have a lot of friends, but really great partners for many folks. What I can tell you is I'm eager for my 12th Congressional District residents that are in the city of Detroit to please increase voter turnout. I just want people to be engaged. The more people, again, that can use that ballot box to express their voice, especially wanting to see more work around climate change, wanting to see more work around investing in our neighborhoods. They have a number of people they can choose from. I just hope they'd vote.
Detroiter Rashida Tlaib represents the 12th U.S. Congressional District. She spoke with WDET's Russ McNamara.